ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मास प्रेयर टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 15। प्लीज रिपीट बिहाइंड मी। तच्चेज जलस्थम तव सज्जगद्वपु किं मे न दृष्टं भगवां स्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपद्येव पुनर्विदर्शि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। My dear Lord, if your transcendental body, which shelters the entire universe, is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me when I searched for you? And why, though I could not envision you properly within my heart, did you then suddenly reveal yourself? Purport: Lord Brahma here refers to his experience at the dawn of cosmic creation. As described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma took birth on the seat of a giant lotus whose stem emanated from the navel of Narayan. Brahma was bewildered as to his whereabouts, function and identity, and therefore he tried to trace out the source of the lotus stem, searching for clear information. Unable to find the personality of Godhead, he returned to his seat and engaged in severe austerities, having been ordered to do so by the transcendental voice of the Lord, which could be heard but not seen. After a long meditation, Brahma saw the Lord but then again lost sight of him. Thus, Brahma concludes that the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead is not material, but rather an eternal spiritual form endowed with inconceivable mystic potencies. In other words, Lord Brahma should not have challenged the personality of Godhead, the Lord of all mystic power. So that may be able to say something meaningful and inspiring, and thus purify my own self. I'll read the translation. My dear Lord, if your transcendental body, which shelters the entire universe, is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me when I searched for you? And why, though I could not envision you properly within my heart, did you then suddenly reveal yourself? So, we are reading these very beautiful prayers composed by Lord Brahma. So the purpose of this prayer is that Lord Brahma, he wants to beg forgiveness, he wants to beg pardon from Krishna. And he's not saying just sorry Krishna, as is a modern trend. As Vishwaroop Prabhu was saying that nowadays people, they say sorry half-heartedly and not even feeling repentance. But here Lord Brahma, he is actually offering 40 verses. His prayers composes 40 verses, his original composition. He has not cut pasted Indra, Varuna and Chandra prayers from different demigods and making his prayers. These are his own original prayers. The 40 verses, you can imagine, he is reciting this beautiful Sanskrit exquisite poetry, the shlokas, to say sorry Krishna. The purpose is to say sorry Krishna. So we can understand that how refined Lord Brahma is and how beautiful the culture, Vedic culture, is. So 40 beautiful verses have been composed to say sorry Krishna. That is the purpose. When we were once traveling in local train recently, Radhudi Prabhu was with me. And I opened this chapter, I was reading these prayers. Radhudi Prabhu said, "These are such beautiful prayers." And I said, "Actually, they are indeed very beautiful, very wonderfully composed, beautiful poetry, filled with metaphors, similes, alliterations." So Radhudi Prabhu said, "How can they not be? Who has composed them? Lord Brahma. He's the original Purush, original created being, first created being in this universe. And he is the Adi Kavi. If anyone can do a nice composition, he is given the title Kavi. And Lord Brahma is the Adi Kavi, the original Kavi. So his composition must be great, must be exquisite." I would like just like to recite the very first verse. His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj pointed out this verse is very beautiful, the very first verse of his prayers, and he also recited. So I would also just like to recite the verse before we start speaking. Namidyate abravapuse taditam varaya gunjavatam saparipichhala sanmukhaya Vanyasrije kavalavetra vishanavenum Lakshmashriye midupade pashupangajaya. So in this very beautiful verse, Lord Brahma is saying, "Na midyate abravapuse taditambaraya," that I offer my obeisance to you who has a body with the complexion of a dark rain cloud. Abravapuse. And your cloth, his bright pitambar, yellow clothes, appear like a lightning on his body. Taditambaraya. Then his brilliant face is adorned with gunjavatams, the gunja earrings. And there is a peacock feather. Wearing a garland of forest flower, vanyasrije, and in one hand holding yogurt. And actually Radha Prabhu told me the pickle was also there. It's mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He was quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur actually. So some pickle also with the curd rice. Vanyasrije kavalavetra vishanavenum. His hand was having, there was a vetra cowherd, the stick to herd the cows. Vishan refers to the buffalo horn, and there was a flute. Again, the Acharya described the placement also. No? One thing was pressed between the arms, other he was tucked in the waist, like that. So beautiful features, as Lord Brahma is saying. Lakshma Shriye Mridupade. So in this way, the Lord is characterized. Mridupade, he has very soft, beautiful lotus feet. And he is the son of Pashupangajaya. Pashupa means those who maintain the cows. Angajaya means his son. So Lord Brahma is offering his prayers to the son of Nand Maharaj, the Lord's lotus feet are very soft, his body like black like the complexion of a rain cloud, and his clothes are like lightning, his brilliant face adorned with peacock feather, and he's wearing gunja earrings. In his hand he's holding this curd rice, and there is a cowherd, to herd the cow there is a stick, vetra. There is a buffalo horn and there is flute. So this is a beautiful word describing the beauty, the exquisite beauty of Krishna as was seen by Lord Brahma. Now in this particular verse which we are reading, Tacche jalastham tav sat jagat vapu kim mena drishtam bhagavam stateva. So Lord Brahma is saying, why could I not see kim mena drishtam? If you are situated on the Garbhada Koshan, if you are lying down, Brahma says, I went there to find out, but I could not see you. Why he could not see? Lord Brahma himself is telling in this verse only, Sajjagadvatu, because your body is actually transcendental. Your body is not material. We cannot perceive the Lord through material senses. And actually, in these two chapters, Prabhupada in the Purport again and again points out, he tells the material scientist that Lord Brahma has completed all the research work. at the beginning of the creation. He went there to find out, did extensive research, and then concluded that we cannot actually perceive you through the material senses. And only when you reveal yourself, then can we see you. So if you see in the second line, the word kim mena drishtam, wanted to see you but could not perceive you. Kim va sudrishtam, then he says, sudrishtam is even better vision. I wanted to envision you, could not, but actually you revealed yourself, and that was a better vision within the heart. Sudrishtam here refers perfectly seen. I could not see you, but then you revealed yourself, and that was a perfect vision. When you reveal yourself within the heart. So we are going to discuss on this particular topic, that how we cannot perceive the Lord through our material senses, by our own endeavors. But we can have His perfect vision, sudrishtam, when the Lord reveals Himself within our heart. So, Katha Upanishads describe this very same point. Nayam atma pravachane na labhyo na medaya na bahuna shrutena tamme vishvinute tena labhyas sasyish atma vinute tanum swam. So, Katha Upanishad describe Nayam atma pravachane na labhyo, that my Lord, you cannot be obtained by expert explanations. Nayam atma parvachane na labhyo na medhaya, you cannot be obtained by great intelligence, na bahuna shrutena, not even by great learning. Shruta means one is very learned. So someone is very learned, very intelligent, or expert in giving explanation, you cannot be obtained. Tam evi shvrunute tena labhyas tasya ish atma vrunute tanum swam. You can only be obtained by one to whom you yourself reveal. Then he can understand you perfectly. To such a person you manifest his own transcendental form. Srila Rupa Goswami also, the same point he describes. Atha shi krishna namadhi na bhaved graham indriye sevan mukhe hi jivado swayam eva sfrutte yada. That one cannot perceive the transcendental name, form, pastime, qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, but by rendering service to Him, swayameva, it manifests within the heart. The Lord will reveal Himself within the heart. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we all know, used to say very famous quotation that we should not try to see Krishna, we should try to serve Him in such a way that He reveals Himself to us. So actually, to serve and please Krishna, we say that when He is pleased to reveal Himself, then we can understand Him. And actually the process to please the Supreme Lord is actually very simple. It's an easy process. In this world, we see, we have to please some big person. First of all, it is very difficult to approach a big person. I want to talk of pleasing him. But Krishna, who is the greatest of all, who is the best person, known as Purushottam and Narottama, he can be pleased without much endeavor. Right? Vasudev Goswami says, Gau puna puna, Gaurangira guna, saral koriyaman. That you simply sing the glorious qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again with a simple heart, and the Lord is pleased actually. And Krishna also says that no other process pleases Him as much as devotional service. Na sadhyati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma uddhava na swadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktir mam orjita. So Krishna says to Uddhava that I am not pleased by one who renders Ashtanga Yoga, or by the people who are practicing Sankhya philosophy, or practicing their occupational duties, or studying the scriptures, performing tapa, performing renunciation. So, as much as I am pleased by devotional service, by none of these things I am pleased to the extent I am pleased by one who renders me devotional service. So, Krishna reveals himself to his devotees, those who please him by rendering devotional service. And when the Lord reveals himself within the heart of the devotee's heart is filled with great ecstatic love. One of the very nice examples comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he wanted to have an audience with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, that was not becoming possible. But Maharaj Pratap Rudra, under the guidance of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he actually rendered service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to all the Vaishnavas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India, Maharaj Pratap Rudra arranged a secluded place to stay for him. And then when all the devotees, they arrived, Maharaj Pratap Rudra arranged separate accommodations for all of them, separate cooking facilities for all of them. And then he told Kashi Mishra that you make sure that all of them get night darshan of Lord Jagannath without much hassle. There would be a lot of crowd. And then Maharaj Pratap Rudra, on the day of Pandu Vijaya ceremony, he made the arrangement that all the devotees can very nicely, view the Pandu Vijaya ceremony of Lord Jagannath. He arranged balcony seats for them. So, in this way, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he rendered service again and again. Whenever there was a need, he was happily. When Ramanand Rai wanted to actually go and serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he immediately gladly allowed. You can just imagine if Maharaj Pratap Rudra desperately wanting to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is not getting, but his subordinate, his employee, he is getting that opportunity. So the tendency is to actually become envious or to create obstructions. If I cannot get it, then others should also not. But Maharaj Pratap Rudra, not to talk of getting envious, he very happily he allows Ramananda Rai to go. If you see, we can see in our own life, we can imagine, so if a disciple is trying to get close to spiritual master, some personal service, and he's not getting, but his counselee or whom he has preached, he's getting personal service to spiritual master, he's getting close. It's very difficult to be happy. User tendency is, it's very painful. But here Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he very happily allows Ramananda Rai to go and serve Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he is desiring to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but that is not happening, but is happily serving Mahaprabhu and his devotees, rendering them service. So on the day of Rath Yatra, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he is brooming in front of Lord Jagannath. So he described, Rajar tuchya seva dekhi prabhura tushta mana saite prasade paila rahasya darshan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart was pleased. As we said, then instead of trying to see, then he actually did served, and this way pleased the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So seeing the service attitude of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, prabhura tushta man, Mahaprabhu's heart is very satisfied. Therefore he revealed himself at the time of Rath Yatra. So when there were seven parties made by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go from one party to another. But at one point, he manifested his mystic opulence and he simultaneously started dancing in all the seven parties. Now everyone thought he is only present in my party. They would look in other party and see, no, Mahaprabhu is not there, because they could not see. He is only present in my group. She said that only those very few confidential devotees whose heart was filled with love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who had unalloyed devotional service, they could only envision that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present simultaneously. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra could actually envision that. And his heart was filled with ecstasy. He was thrilled. And he shared it with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I can see that. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you are greatly fortunate. That actually, you are wanting to see him, but Mahaprabhu is not giving audience, but now he is revealing himself to you. Right? Rahasya Darshan, this this vision, which is confidential, will not reveal to others. Secret vision. So, seeing this, Maharaj Pratapradra's heart is filled with love, and it is described, Yare tare kripa sei jani bare pare. In this context only, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Yare tare kripa sei jani bare pare, kripa vina brahma adik jani bare nare. He says, one who has received your mercy, my Lord, with whom you are pleased, he can understand you, he can know you. Without your mercy, even Lord Brahma cannot. Kripa vina brahma adik jani bare nare. So here also Lord Brahma is saying that, my Lord, I could not see you when I try to envision you, but when I followed your instructions of tapa, performing austerities, then you revealed yourself to me within my heart. So, in this way, Krishna reveals himself to the devotees when he is pleased to do so. If we go one step higher in our understanding, we see that not that just Krishna reveals himself, but he always dwells in the vision and hearing of his pure devotees. There is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 9th chapter, 11th verse. Tam bhakti yoga paribhavit ritsa roja ase sur shrut ekshit patho nanu nath pumsam yadyadhyata urugaya vibhavayanti tattad vapupanayase sadanugrahaya. Tum bhakti yoga paribhavit hrit saroja asse shut ikshat patho nanu natha pumsam. That, my Lord, you always dwell, shut ikshat patha, shut ikshat patha, in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees. Shut ikshat, it means the hearing, and ikshat means the vision. So it describes that, O Lord, you always dwell in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees, whose heart are softened by rendering pure devotional service to you. Tom bhakti yoga paribhavit, paribhavit, Prabhupada translates as saturated. So those whose hearts are saturated with devotional service to you, you always dwell in the vision and hearing of those devotees. Yadyadhyatavrugaya vibhavayanti tattad vapupanayase sadanugrahaya. That in whichever form the devotees can contemplate, you appear to them, you manifest, you reveal yourself to them in that particular form. And that is your great mercy, sadanugrahaya. So while the non-devotees, they cannot see Krishna, at the same time, Krishna cannot remain hidden from the vision of his pure devotees. So those devotees who have love for Supreme Lord, they can actually always envision, right? That Krishna cannot remain hidden. They can always see him. They can always, in whatever form the Lord may be, come before them, the devotees can recognize. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are many such stories. There is a story of one Brahmana at Madurai who invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch prasad. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached there, Mahaprabhu noticed that the cooking has not started. And he asked him that, you have not started the cooking, it's already the time for prasad. The Brahmana said, we are living in the forest, and the ingredients for cooking are not easily available. Lakshman has gone to forest to obtain some fruits and roots, vegetables. After he comes back, we'll start cooking. Now you can imagine, because you are invited to somebody's house for prasad, and you go and say, okay, Mataji, Prabhuji has gone to vegetable market. When the vegetable come, we'll start cooking. You can imagine, other time for the lunch. Prabhuji has not brought the vegetables from Bhaji market. This is the kind of scene. You say, okay, let me call to keep my plate. So I may have to go hungry only today. But Sridhara Mahaprabhu was very pleased with this answer actually. Amazing. Mahaprabhu very pleased with his answer. And the Brahmana comes to his external. No, he was absorbed in Ramlila actually, he was living. So he just comes to external senses and hastily starts cooking. Said that Mahaprabhu then honored Prasad in Tritriya Pahar. There was a delay of 2 to 3 hours in ordering that day lunch. And after Mahaprabhu just honored a simple Prasad he could make quickly, the Brahmana was looking very morose again. And he was fasting. Shinuma asked him that, why are you fasting? Today is not Ekadashi. Today is not the appearance discipline of the Supreme Lord. In this Vaishnava calendar there is no mention. But what is the reason for a fasting today? He said that actually my heart is burning. How can I eat? I don't even want to live. That rascal Ravana has kidnapped Mother Sita. So then Sridhara Mahaprabhu explained to him that no, actually that was a Maya Sita. She was not the real Sita. And so kind of tried to pacify him and made him eat something. And then Sridhara Mahaprabhu immediately went at Rameshwaram. He found that, we know the story, evidence in Kurma Puran. Sridhara Mahaprabhu gets the original leaflet and brings and show him. And this Brahmana becomes so happy. He said, my Lord, you are my Lord Raghunath. He was a Ram Bhakta. You are my Lord Raghunath. It's my heart is saying that. And then he says, my Lord, I could not serve you last time nicely. Today I want to cook a nice feast. So please honor nicely the lunch prasadam today. This Brahmana again cooked. So within his heart he understood. Similarly, we see at the Brahmana at Sri Rangam, he also, when Sridhara Mahaprabhu appeared to him, he said, my ecstasy within the heart is actually doubling by seeing you. So I can understand that you are Krishna. So although Sridhara Mahaprabhu was not revealing himself, but his pure devotees, they could always experience him. So a devotee who is in love with Krishna, Krishna always manifests himself within their heart. So they can always perceive Krishna. Another example of such devotee is Srila Madhavendra Puri. So he described there that, I will not go into the story, but some beautiful lessons, that when Ankut was offered to Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopal, he ate all the offerings, but offering remains as it is, he described. So that how this happened was perceived by Srila Madhavendra Puri. So he described, Iha anubhav kaila madhav gosai tar thai gopalera lukaya kichu nai. This was transcendently perceived by Madhavendra Puri because nothing about the Supreme Lord Gopal is actually hidden from the vision of Madhavendra Puri. Tar thai gopalera lukaya kichu nai. So Krishna cannot hide himself from the vision and the hearing of his pure devotees. Ase shrut ikshit patho nanu natha pumsam. You always dwell in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees. Similarly, Madhavendra Puri here, he could actually perceive that. So we see so many times Gopal manifested to Srila Madhavendra Puri. Again and again he revealed himself. Dugdadan chale Krishna yare dekha dila. Teen baro sapne aasi yare agya kaila. First he came before him to give the milk on the pretext of giving milk. 3 times Gopal appeared to him to give orders in the dream. Then yare lagi Gopinath shire kaila churi. And then he again stole the pot of sweet rice and thus became celebrated as Shir Chor Gopinath. So in this way we see how because Madhavendra Puri has that love within his heart, Krishna is again and again manifesting. He is revealing himself to Srila Madhavendra Puri. Now anyone can say actually that I love Krishna. Right? So, but we have to see that love means, what does love means? So many people can say, I love Krishna, I love Vrindavan, I love Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, right? So in this, but what is the symptom of love? One Shruta Giti Prabhu was, he was asking Prabhupada that, I see when you go to different places, the devotees, they become so joyful, they leap in the air chanting Jai Prabhupada, they cry out in ecstasy, but I don't feel that much love for you, he was saying. Prabhupada just asked him, do you like to serve me? And he said, yes, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, that is love. So love means actually service. So love means service, and service implies love. Without love, actually there is no service. About Madhavendra Puri described, why was Lord obliged to appear before him again and again? Why was he obliged to manifest himself? Because when Lord Gopal, he gave the order to bring sandalwood and chandan, Madhavendra Puri, he immediately started, he made the arrangement for the service of Lord Gopal, initiated to Brahmanas, and immediately started for Jagannath Puri. Now just imagine, Madhavendra Puri, he is embarking on a long journey. We are going on a long journey, we first think whether the accommodation is booked or not. Then where are we going to eat? What about the journey prasad? Right? So many arrangements have to be made. So, Prabhuji saying reservation also has to be done. That has to be checked. If not, then through VIP quota or some other, it should be confirmed. But here Madhavendra Puri, he just left. So he described that he is going on a long journey to get sandalwood and no money in his pocket. He's not having any money, doesn't have any credit card also. Right? So nothing, where is going to stay, doesn't know. What is going to eat, no arrangement, absolutely. Just goes on just starts for Jagannath Puri. Right? And not that he will be welcomed at different places. It's a Mlech Desh, it described. Mlech Desh Durpath Jagati Apar. He is going in the kingdom of the Mlechas. He's not going to be welcomed. No? There will be welcoming ceremony. He'll be garlanded at different places. No. He'll be tortured only. Mlech Desh, Durpath, very far off place he's going. And Jagati Apar, there are so many watchmen at different posts when one used to cross the border. They're going to harass him. Kemate chandan niva nahi e vichar. How I am going to get the chandan? There is no money. I have to go such a far off place. There are unlimited obstacles. People, at every step there are obstacles only. But he is not thinking that how I am going to get chandan. Kemate chandan niva nahi e vichar. So, to render service, so he is not considering. Just having the faith in the order of Gopal, he goes to get chandan. So that is his love. Pragad premerai sabhava achar nij dukh vigna adri na kare vichar. This is what is love. That one does not mind one's own inconveniences, nij dukh, one's own unhappiness, one's obstacles which may come in the path of serving the Lord. One doesn't mind that. And that is what is love. Love implies service. If there is no service, there is no love. Nowadays we see in this world, there is so much talk of love. People talk about love, people sing about love. There are so many poems, so many things about love, love, love. But actually there is, that love is very hollow. There is no attitude of service. There is only talk of love. I was coming in a train, traveling, and one mother was talking to her child, and she was asking, did you order your favorite dish today? You order and get it. And have it. I was just hearing. And I don't know what was the favorite dish, but I just made a guess. Once a small, our devotee child, he came to the kitchen and I asked him, I said, come here. I said, what would you like to have? I asked him, I said, would you like to have barfi or a milk cake or son papadi? So I asked him 3-4. I said, he will be actually thrilled to have. He may ask, give me all. But he was not interested. He said, pizza. I want to have pizza. So I said, oh, I'm sorry, I cannot provide you that. So I guess that this child's favorite dish also was kind of pizza. So the mother was asking, did you had your favorite pizza? Why don't you order it on the phone and get it? So actually the mother would actually cook for a child. In that there would be a love. The wife is pleased if the husband eats outside only and comes back. In the evening also, office mein khana khake aajao. So there is a talk of love, but there is no service. In this world we can see that. So the so-called love is actually hollow in this world. But here in Madhavendra Puri, he actually shows what is love by rendering service. Doesn't mind his own inconvenience. We see actually, so many examples, the mother would actually, even mother would be sick, she would be cooking for the husband and children. But there is no concept of anything else. Even if she is sick, she is under pain, but she would do her duty, she would cook. That was the culture. And that would actually, the love would develop by service. Similarly, we can see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, right? Just like Madhavendra Puri, Srila Prabhupada had to go to US to fulfill the order of a spiritual master. Mlecha Desh, Durpath, Jagati Apar. He also go to the land of Mlechas, where people are only going to stare at him. Right? It's a Mlecha Desh, very far off place. He doesn't have any money with him, as Radhanath Swami Maharaj would explain, no? 40 rupees, unchangeable. So he has no money. Where is he going to stay? No idea. What is he going to eat? No idea. Right? So just to serve the order of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada followed in the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri. So Srila Prabhupada went to bring his malechas to the lotus feet of Krishna, following the orders. The immigration officers may turn him away. Right? So many obstacles could have come. But having faith in the order of spiritual master, Prabhupada embarked. Did not mind so many inconveniences. Rather, once Prabhupada actually in Mauritius, while he was in Mauritius, he was traveling in a car and there was a head-on collision with a Volkswagen. And Pushtakrishna Swami was there. He banged his head against the windshield. The driver was injured on the face. And Prabhupada also, there were bruises on his face. On his chin, there was wound. On his hand and legs, there was some blood, there was a bleeding. And so there was a big, actually, traumatic accident. And Prabhupada came back and was very silent. And then Prabhupada was supposed to go to Nairobi from there. So after, next day, Prabhupada actually was talking to the devotees that, I'm planning to go to Nairobi. The next plan is to go to Nairobi. Devotee said, no, please don't go. You had just had a traumatic accident. You can just return to straight to Bombay. But Prabhupada said, no, I cannot displease the devotees over there. They are expecting me over there. So I must go there. Although he had just met this very serious accident, but Prabhupada was not considering his own happiness and distress. So the devotees are expecting me there. I must go to serve them. Prabhupada went to Nairobi. Then he came to Bombay. In Bombay, he learnt of all the conspiracy being happening. The things are being stolen. The chaukidar and the contractor and the labor, they all are together. And so much mismanagement. And Prabhupada remarked, he said, we have come to Krishna consciousness for a life of eternal bliss. But instead of eternal bliss, I am only getting eternal anxiety. And so he said, but I am only getting eternal anxiety. We can imagine actually. So Prabhupada, he didn't, at such an advanced age, he's ready to take eternal anxiety so that actually he can serve the order of his spiritual master. He can bring back lost soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is the symptom of love. Pragad premirai sabhavachar nij dukh vignadir nakare vichar. So Prabhupada also, he lived by this verse. Sacrifice his health, sacrifice his personal bhajan in Vrindavan, suffered eternal anxiety to just bring all of us to lotus feet of Krishna. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that Krishna reveals himself to those who prefer his service to any other occupation. I'll read once again. Would say Krishna reveals himself to those who prefer his service to any other occupation. And one such example was in the life of Jagbandhu Prabhu, Bhakti Ranjan Jagbandhu Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Just some few months back, I visited the midday meal kitchen of Calcutta. They had asked me to visit to do some planning over there. And it's right in the Bagh Bazaar, very close to the Bagh Bazaar Gaudiya Math, the ISKCON's midday meal kitchen in Calcutta. And from the roof, the Mother Ganga is visible. Mother Ganga is just close by. So I thought, let me pay visit to the temple also. So I went to Bagh Bazaar Gaudiya Math, offered obeisance. There were Radha, Shishi Radha Vinod Ji is there. And just on the right hand side of Krishna, there is a altar, there is a deity of Bhakti Ranjan Jagbandhu Prabhu. So he described that this devotee, he spent his life earnings to build this temple. And when anyone would say that you have made such a great sacrifice, you have done such a contribution, he would immediately discredit it. He said, whatever has been supplied for this temple actually has been done by Gurudev only. It's all belonged to Gurudev and it has been used in his service. So there is no contribution of mine. He would immediately discredit all contribution. And he was always making plan how to make it better and better, how to make it better and better. How to offer the best to Krishna. And within his heart, he believed that service to Krishna is always the fulfillment of everything and never a sacrifice of anything. So in this way, he actually, whatever he had, he spent it, but never ever took credit. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur was so pleased that when he left, there were devotees doing kirtan, he said he left his body in full consciousness, just like Haridas Thakur, it is explained. In full consciousness of Krishna. And every year the Tirubhav festival of Jagbandhu Prabhu is observed in that Gaudiya Math. And there is a big festival which is held. So we see that there are so many wonderful examples of devotees who preferred serving Krishna above any other occupation. And Krishna reveals to such devotees within their heart, pleased by their devotional service, and he manifests to them, and then the devotee's heart is actually filled with ecstatic bliss. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.